Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's May 17th, 2016, and I'm your host, Paul Filion. Here is my co-host, a beautiful human being, Antoine Bergeron.
Hello, Paul.
Hey, Antoine.
You're beautiful, too.
Oh, I know it, buddy. I know it.
Not humble, but beautiful.
Well, everyone's got to have a flaw, right? If I was humble, I'd be too perfect.
For sure.
Yeah, I got nowhere to go from that. Okay, so it looks like we've added an event this week, so let's get this started. First up, Miniature Bazaar in Montreal on June 18th.
Yes, a bunch of guys on the Wargaming Montreal forum started talking about doing a vente garage or a bazaar or a garage sale.
Yep,
a garage sale. Or something equivalent to that for miniature only. So we found a place to do it, the Slab Rosemont, where I did my paint workshop last year. They are giving us the room for it. That's located at 5350 Lafont Street at the on the second floor. It's going to be running from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. The table costs $20 for the sellers. It's free for buyers. You need to reserve your table in advance, either by phone or by email. We'll provide that information in the show doc or in a link as soon as I have all that info. There will also be a couple gaming tables available for people who are there all day or who want to pass the time if they are waiting for other people to finish their browsing.
All right. Sounds very cool. I may have to take advantage of that if I can.
Yeah, I'll try to go too.
I have piles of stuff I need to sell. Next in line, Capital City Bloodbath, August 19th to the 21st.
So we've been talking about that one for a while. At the EY Center in Ottawa, it's going to be Age of Sigmar, 40K, War Machine Hordes, X-Wing, Batman and Miniature Game. They have their own garage sale. All the information about the price and schedule on their website, which we'll have a link to in the show notes.
All right. And last but not least, Capital. Jesus. Too tired. Quebec City Open.
September 20th. It's a capital, too.
It is. It's just the capital of this province, not the other one. So the Quebec City Open, September 23rd to the 25th.
So in Quebec City, the hotel right now is probably changing. So the venue for that will host the tournament is probably changing. However, the rest of it is till all set. So there will be a bunch of 40k events, X-Wing, War Machine Hordes, Age of Sigmar, and they will also have a painting contest going. You can find information about the prize, the different tournament formats, and everything on their website, which we'll have a link to in the show notes.
Alrighty. So first among the news items in our non-crowdfunding related stuff, Clear Horizon Miniatures is releasing 28mm scale Helldiver rifle squad.
So those are sci-fi troopers with I don't know how futuristic rifles.
Yeah, futuristic assault rifles. They look very very Halo-esque, I would say.
Yes, that's true.
Definitely Halo-inspired. They're a bit on the tall and lanky side.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're looking for a generic 28mm sci-fi model, they're pretty cool.
Yeah, they could do good proxies probably for either Infinity or regular dudes or maybe
mercs,
some
maybe.
Mercs. Or if you want to have the veteran in the Astro Militarum, I don't remember their name, but either the Kazarkin or something like that.
Oh, they're not called that
Storm,
anymore.
Storm something.
The Stormtroopers.
Stormtroopers? Was it that?
Yeah, there were Stormtroopers, and then became the Sarkin or Kazarkin, whatever, for the Cadians, and now they're called Tempestus. Something Tempestus.
Yeah, yeah.
So, with the new fancy name changes.
Yeah, I'm not up to date. That's for sure. But the models are cool. The old squad is $27.
Well, that's not bad at all. That seems like a good price for that.
Yeah, and they have, it's not on that pack, but there's a new pack also coming with something that looks like a missile launcher.
Oh, nice. Okay, then. Next is Kabuki Miniatures, the Imperial Vixen.
You love Star Wars, you love the Empire, you love boobs. That's your mix right there. So you have 32 miniature scale female stormtrooper with two different heads, either one with the helmet or without it. So tall, long, flowing lock of hair instead.
Yeah. The model is much less scantily clad than I would expect from Kabuki.
Yes, for sure. So,
but very, very cool.
So you can get that either single for €12, or they have a bundle for two for €20 instead.
Nice. Now, Kabuki, I think, is best known for their pinup models and their knockoff Primarchs, I think, right?
Is that the
right
company? Yes, they are. Right. And I think they usually do bigger scale. Maybe not for the Primarchs because they're for gaming, but all their pinups and stuff are not 28 millimeters. They're bigger than that.
Right. Okay. What do we got next? Dark Sword Miniatures has some new releases.
There's a lot of them, so we're not going to go through all of those, but animal people, fighters, different kinds of...
I was going to say, isn't there a badger? Like a standalone badger? Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah, like a badger paladin, I think.
You know what? I looked at these and went, wow, those would make a cool Frostgrave warband. But don't tell Yom I said that.
You'll know. He listens to.
Oh, damn it. I think it's a porcupine that's on his back firing a crossbow.
Yeah, I can't figure it out. I'm not sure.
That made me kind of smile. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. It's a porcupine, and on its back, it's pulling back a crossbow. There's some pretty neat stuff there.
Yeah.
Dark Sword has
that, some really cool models. That or Edgehockey. Hedgehog, maybe.
Oh, maybe Hedgehog. Yep, could be.
Yeah.
Could be. The Archer Fox makes me think of Disney Robin Hood.
Mm-hmm. It does a lot.
That's probably what inspired it, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, some very cool stuff there.
Yeah. I also like their... they have a female playing a violin or something.
Yep. Their Lizard Man's kind of nice cool, model. Too.
Yes, it is. It's really slender and not the big, bulky, stupid-looking Saurus like Game Workshop do usually.
And it doesn't look like a Gorn, which is always good, so...
Yeah. Looks like a dragon people, maybe. Something right out of a Dragonlance, maybe.
Yep. All right. Next up, Avatars of War, champion of war with two weapons.
The descriptions say pretty much all there is to know. That with the actual paint job, it's all red and gold, so it looks like a Khorne warrior, a Khorne champion.
This model may actually be busier than any GW model I've seen.
Yes, ever. It's pretty incredible how much stuff there is in it.
Yeah, not my style.
Nope.
You know, Avatars War makes some really cool stuff, so I don't want to, you know, discourage anyone from checking this model out because it may be your thing. For me, it doesn't do much. But why did they ever cram that guy full of stuff? Sweet Jeebus.
They call it the Champion of War with two weapons, but there's five weapons on the model.
But he's only holding two at a time.
Yeah, only holding two of those, but they're on chains, so he can drop them and pick the swords after that.
And pirouette and spin the chains around while he's holding the swords? Mm-hmm. Or maybe put something between his teeth? Yeah. You know, it's funny, this is a radio show, but I acted out that whole thing about putting something between his teeth and pirouetting. Yeah. That's a good thing we don't have a webcam following me, because you would have died.
Twitch channel maybe to have a live recording.
Oh Jesus! I don't think the internet's ready for that.
No, me neither.
I'd have to start wearing clothes while recording the show.
Yeah.
Next up, Simon Dark Age Games has some new releases.
Those are really different from the last Dark Age model we mentioned. The last couple ones were released sci-fi-ish, like Chromie, almost. And this time, the two Warwind, it's probably just the paint job or the detail, but they look like a lot bigger scale models.
You know what's strange is I find Dark Age used to be a more unified, like artistic direction.
Oh yeah, for sure. It was for Ingram, and that was it.
You know, now it's just kind of all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
The models are very nice. Don't get me wrong. Simon has some great sculptors working for them that do beautiful stuff, and the paint jobs are excellent. But it just strikes me as weird. Like I don't look at these and go, "Oh, that's a Dark Age model." Where it used to be, I could look at any model and go, yeah, that's a Dark Age model.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Maybe those would fit into a, like, they're supposed to be post-apocalyptic, but in the future and sci-fi setting. But those look like Mad Max-y to me.
I was thinking more Dune.
But
yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Dune. But the suit seems too low-tech for Dune.
Yeah, that's true. And then you got the chick with the cyborg.
And after that, there's the Sister of Compassion. That's just strange.
Yeah, the prosthetic hand gun thing.
It's probably a syringe of something.
Dominatrix leather. I mean,
yeah.
Where do you go wrong? Let's see. Next up, Privateer Press has some new War Machine and Hordes releases.
Yeah, a bunch of new releases and repackaging, so we'll skip those. In their new release, they have the Sepulcher, which is the new Krix Colossal.
Yeah, the new plastic kit, the two-part plastic kit, right?
Yeah, so it will come with the both of them, but the new one is the Sepulcher. So
yeah.
They are they the first War Machine faction to get their second Colossal?
Yes.
Well, the Mercs had two, but they were not the same chassis. They're completely different ones.
So, yeah.
For all the four new batch.
Yeah.
I think they're the first one.
This is the first plastic kit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After that, they have another new model is the Bugdrag Mist Speaker. So it's a small solo for the Gatorman.
Which is a really cool looking model.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that he seems to have a weapon that's a fishman stuck to a stick.
Yeah. Probably something to call the mist.
Yeah, some sort of talisman of some kind, yeah. You know, I really think Privateer Press has stepped up their game in terms of sculpts.
Mm-hmm.
The last year or so, like, just the stuff they're releasing looks so good compared to what they previously had. Not that what they previously had was bad, but there's been a lot of really nice sculpts.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And lastly, in the new stuff, they have four Trenches Battlefield accessories. So it's a terrain pack for trenches. So you have three straight points and two corner ones for 45 degree angles. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and that's a new step for them. Now, it's hard to say. Do we know what the material these are made out of? Is this like a mouse pad type?
I don't know.
Or is this actually...
No, that's
no. It doesn't look 3D. Like it. It looks like it's rigid. It looks like it's yeah. It's
got I don't some know depth if it's resin or something else. There's probably more info on the website. We don't have it on the site we use for the news.
Yeah, it might be Restic, but it could also be resin. That's true. Once they release the price, we'll be able to tell.
Mm-hmm.
What else is up? Ooh, Cyborg has some new dwarves.
Yeah, they have the first one is one of their evil dwarves, the small horns and the evil looking helmet. And the next three are all kind of blacksmithy dwarves, either with a big hammer or do you call them pliers, like the pincer they have?
Tongs.
Tongs. Okay, yeah, that's the right word. So probably metal tongs to work on the forge. I like those.
They have a lot of character.
Yeah, all the Cyborg do so many dwarves. We don't mention all of them in the news. But those add a small team going through. So I like the three
forge ones. I really like them. I really, really like them. Cyborg makes some beautiful stuff. He's got a site full of gorgeous models worth checking out. And last item for this section, River Horse has the Labyrinth board game on pre-order.
Yes, so it's... We mentioned it because there are some minis in it, but it's not really a miniature game. So the you'll have an handful of models or of miniatures to use as your pawn in the game. I don't know much about the game. I haven't read through it. There's been videos and blog posts about how the game plays. I haven't followed them. I just like the concept of having miniatures for Labyrinth, either to paint or just for the fun of it.
Yeah. It's important to mention that River Horse is Alessio Calvatore's company, and he did 5th edition 40K, and he did Fantasy 7th or 6th, I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. He's the guy behind the
Kings of War
rule sets for Mantic.
Stuff for Bolt Action as well. Like, he's done a lot of stuff. Churo, his own board game, the chess variant.
Mm-hmm.
So he's done a lot of stuff, so I imagine the board game is going to have a good rule set. It's tough to say. I haven't seen the playthroughs and stuff, and the box art certainly looks retro 80s.
Yes, like
the
movie. It does.
But I think that's intentional. I think it's trying to capture that whole 80s feel of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm just looking at the art and going, wow, that movie is old. And
yeah,
wow,
me so too. I was doing the same thing.
All right. So that takes us into our Kickstarter and other crowdfunding stuff. First up, something we've seen before, but it's relaunched in a new and wondrous way. Collins Epic Wargames is doing a Kickstarter for Polyversal Miniatures.
Yes, so Polyversal is a sci-fi small scale game, either from going from 6 meter to 15 millimeter miniatures in scope. It's for bigger battles. The big thing about Polyversal is instead of having their own line of minis, they are providing a rule set, and they did some of their factions, and they do combined packs going using miniatures from different other manufacturers and fitting them together with a visual team to create their own factions. So they have a partnership with Ox, Microworld, Brigade models, and the Phalanx Consortium. So they're picking models from different companies and creating their own factions. And the game also have their it's on the self-construction miniature rules, so you can pick models you already have and create rules for them or adjust profile for them to use in the game. So they have been on Kickstarter previously. They canceled the project because they wanted to rework some stuff, and they are back now.
Yeah, and it looks like they've mostly funded at this point. So with 23 days to go, they're only missing about $8,000. So that looks like that's going to be successful. And that will run until June 9th, 2016. All right, what else we got? Oh yeah, J-Bone Industries, Fantasy Football Frogman Team for all your amphibious needs.
Yeah, so you want to play Blood Bowl, but you don't like all the different teams available right now, either from Game Workshop, Greebo, or all the other manufacturers. You prefer some amphibians? Well, there's the frogs for you.
Yeah, and, you know, they've got greens of the
which is cool. For once, we see real miniatures.
Yeah, they look pretty cool. I like the most of the little tiny, like, blitzers and stuff don't do much for me, but I really like they have this the big croaker they call
him. Yeah, that's my favorite one.
Like the giant monster one. And he looks pretty awesome. Yeah. How much is he? Maybe it's worth backing just to get myself a frog.
By himself is €15.
Hmm. Actually, €15 is not that bad. I keep thinking of pounds.
It's like $22, something like that.
Yeah, it's not so bad. Well, plus freight to Canada, that's probably the same
for
amount.
Sure. But
so right now, these guys, what's it looking at for pledging? So they're at €13,500.
So they're double their
and
goal.
They're double their goal. So they've got a month left, and they're at 225% of what they wanted. So yeah, it looks like they're going to get a bunch more stretch goals. And
yeah, they are unlocking a different cult and other players like star players and a coach miniature, a medic miniature, and stuff like that.
Fun stuff. All right. And last on the list is Figon, who we've spoken about before as well, has the Old Blood Orc Shaman. This figure is amazing looking.
Yeah, so we're mentioning Figon. They're not on Kickstarter or Indigo. They are doing their own pre-order system to fund the production of that miniature. So it's a big orc, a big scale. I don't have the exact scale for it. It's pretty big. It's a really, really nice sculpt by Alan Carrasco, who's a renowned sculptor. And
it is so detailed.
Yes.
I'm looking at the painted example of it they have.
Mm-hmm.
For one, you can see how big it is.
Yeah. I'm not just sure it's in centimeters or inches. that's why I can't provide a scale. I'm not sure the ruler is in what scale.
Yeah, I'm assuming it's centimeters, because otherwise that would be ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, looking at...
So he's probably 4 or 5 inches tall, if you remove the base from the calculation.
Yeah, because I'm looking at the regular 28mm model they have in the example, and that seems to be...
Yeah, well,
that's weird, because that looks 1, 2, 3. Looks to only be 3 units of measure tall.
So that's 30 millimeters, which fits for a 28 to 32 millimeter scale.
Yeah. So there you go. So that's in centimeters. So that guy's huge.
Oh yeah, at least he's like 4 or 5 inches tall.
Yeah, he's like 2.5 to 3 times the size of a regular model. 3 times definitely if you count all the horns and stuff off his head. If you count of those. So it's a gorgeous model, folks. If you like orcs, you got to check this thing out. Mm-hmm. What's pricing on it again?
So he is €59 for the full kit. They estimate that they need to pre-sell at least 150 of it to be successful and fund the casting. Right now they have 10% of that, a bit over that, 15% of it already pre-sold.
Yeah.
And you can go and add a copy for yourself.
Hmm.
It's a really nice one.
It is a really nice model.
Yeah, Yom is not on the new show, but that's the kind of model he would really like.
Yeah, so Yom have to go buy one, because I want to see you paint this thing.
Yes.
Just saying. All right. I think that wraps it up for this week.
It does.
Well, I guess I'll see you next week, Antoine.
Bye, Paul. And bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Read our blog at geeksofthenorth.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth. Or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, on Twitter at PRFilio and Antoine at Eltonio Berg. See you in 2 weeks, geeks.
Thank you for checking out United Geeks Network Family Member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find
the Gaming Careers Podcast, the resource for people looking to find their fit in the gaming industry. You will hear game industry professionals talk about how they succeed in today's competitive environment and how you can do the same. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.